Welcome to National Day Riff, a politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate sketch comedy podcast. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm Adam Carbone, the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
Good luck with that. Today we celebrate all things golf.
Ow! What the fuck?
The modern game of golf as we know it is generally considered to be of Scottish invention and was called golf. The first documented mention of golf was in a 1457 act by King James II of the Scottish Parliament.
All right, let it be known, I hereby prohibit the playing of golf as it distracts from archery practice and therefore not supporting our military.
Four! Ow, what the fuck?
I seriously doubt they said four back in the 1400s before archery practice, you know? I don't know.
It's a callback joke. Try it sometime. You might get a laugh.
I wish archery wasn't invented, though, because my brother shot me in the eye with an arrow when I was 9. It was very traumatizing.
What the fuck?
Additional golf bans were again imposed in 1471 and 1491, with it being described as an unprofitable sport.
I guess Tiger Woods showed them. Yeah, remember when he was relevant? Who cares? He cheated on his wife. Who cares? Oh God, it's terrible to say. Hope that doesn't come back to bite me. It will.
Golf didn't become popular in the United States until the mid-1600s and was called golf. A group of men in what would later become Albany, New York, were banned from playing on Sundays with a 1659 ordinance issued that prevented playing on the streets because, well, too many windows were getting broken.
Four!
Ow! What the fuck?
No, I get it. A callback's when you run a joke into the ground, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today, golf is played around the world, well, mainly by those that can actually afford it, and is one of the few instances where loud plaid pants with a matching polo and visor are considered fashionable.
Says a guy who owns like 50 Hawaiian shirts. At least you're self-aware.
I only have like 20, give or take.
Sandy, I think my dad and I really have a shot at the top 10 of the father-son tournament.
Oh!
We might even win.
You really think so, Randy?
Oh, yeah. Half of the past competition is either dead or close to it.
Oh, nice. Way to win by default.
Hi, sweetie. Give me a hug.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, look what the cat dragged in.
Hey, Marge. Oh, is that the aroma from a new brand of mothballs?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go meet up with Dad at the pro shop. You two have fun.
Yo, good luck, honey. Mwah.
If I'm gonna be stuck with you for 4 hours, we should make the best of it.
Okay.
Bottomless mimosas?
That's a start.
Mr. Bill, Randy, so good to see you.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
Can someone get me a dang Coors Light?
Sure thing. Could someone get Mr. Bill here a Coors Light?
Oh, make it a tall boy.
So listen, your regular caddy, Clarence, he isn't available.
Oh, did he die?
No. Just a little bit under the weather.
Oh, is it the C virus?
Oh gosh, no. No, he was vacationing in Mexico and drank the water, if you catch my drift.
Oh, well, why didn't you say he's been shitting himself and stop with the game of guess who's got Montezuma's revenge? Son, did you pack my adult diapers?
Well, it all depends.
Oh.
Sorry, Mom put them in your golf bag.
So guys, this is your replacement caddy. Enjoy the tournament.
Ah, thanks, Fred.
Where's my beer?
Hey, I'm Mulligan.
Wait. Your name is Mulligan?
Yeah. Go figure, you know? Antonio Mulligan, at your service. My mother's Italian and my dad's an Irish drunk.
Oh, I like you already.
No. I I don't drink. Not me. Not this guy.
You will after 18 holes with my dad.
Ladies, have you been led astray? Did you diddle where maybe you shouldn't have dabbled? Have you been unfaithful to your husband, wife, partner, main squeeze? Well, there's a judgment-free podcast just for you. Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity, hosted by Rebecca Adams, tells the stories of these women from their perspective, anonymously and without judgment.
I met the first man I had an emotional affair with online. He was far away, but he provided me with all of the emotional validation that my marriage was lacking. The first time we talked, he showed an interest in me as a person. It was refreshing.
If you need to come clean, get it off your chest, confess your sins with no Hail Marys required, then Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is the podcast for you. And remember, it's completely anonymous and judgment-free.
Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today.
Oh, nice shot, Dad! We're off to a great start!
Yeah. It would have been even better if I got my goddamn beer. I'm getting dehydrated out here.
Hey, can somebody get him a damn beer over here? Come on.
Not bad, son. You might try aiming for the hole next time. See that flag sticking out of the ground over yonder?
Very funny.
Oh, finally, with my god dang beer.
Here you go, sir.
I just put it on my tab.
You got it. And for you.
The beer sounds good. You have any IPAs?
I'll need to see some ID.
Aw, shucks. Really?
Nah, I'm just kidding. You're obviously pushing 40. Here you go. And for the hardworking caddy.
Hey, you know, I'm really feeling one of those organic, caffeine-free diet Cokes. Man, oh, those make me feel so good.
Yeah, here's a water. It tastes the same.
Cheers to my son's wife.
And cheers to my husband's mother. Hey, bartender, keep them coming.
I really hate to admit it, but I think I'm actually starting to like you.
I think it's the champagne talking.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, come on.
Nice chip, Dad.
The thing I love about you, Marge, is you're honest. You tell it like it is.
Go in the hole.
Holy shit, son! You actually got a double bogey!
You know what I love about you, Sandy?
What's that?
You have clean hair.
Hey, another round of these goddamn beers over here.
Hey, I don't know. I just got excited. I'm not really around people much. This is really cool. Hey, guys, we're at the 18th hole, and it's beyond me how you guys are in second place. I mean...
Yeah, especially considering you have no clue which clubs to suggest.
Hey, yeah, I know, but hey, I kept you looking up, didn't I? Come on.
No argument there.
Wait a minute, it's already the 18th hole? Like, what happened with 2 through 17?
Do you really want to listen to 16 holes worth of mindless banter between Randy, Bill, and that Irish-Italian caddy character who really doesn't affect the storyline?
What? There's a storyline? God.
I'm just trying to keep things moving.
I'm balls deep in a bottle of whiskey right now, so like, even if there was, I wouldn't know.
All right.
4!
Dad, I haven't even shot yet.
Yeah, but we can't keep knocking the competition unconscious.
Let me focus.
You want me to shoot video for Sandra?
God bless America.
And your club's in the water hazard.
And you'll be fetching it for me.
Oh, yeah. No, right, yes. Cop, you got it. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Right, yes. Copy, yes.
Oh, God. I just realized I don't know how to swim.
Or caddy golf.
Oh, boy. I'm going bye-bye.
Dad, what are you doing?
Oh, what do you think I'm doing? I'm saving our sorry-ass caddy.
But did you really need to strip naked?
Whoa. I mean, whoa.
Quit flailing, you goddamn son of an Irish-Italian bitch!
Okay, now that is what I call a golf tournament. Your dad's buck naked, the caddy is soaking wet.
Oh, I don't know how to swim.
And you're carrying a trophy! Yay!
Yeah! We won! Can you believe it? Where's Mom?
Well, face down in the planter out front. We decided to have a cosmopolitan tournament of our own, and she won.
We hope you enjoyed this dose of National Day Riff. I'm still your host, Sean Michael Byer. Until next time.
Ice cream films and